This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Joe's Pharrell. I always wonder whether I pronounce his name right. Pharrell Williams, not Joe.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is such a great song. Crank this up, will you please, James? I want to be happy. I want to be crazy. All right. If I can get those two accomplished in 2024. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that's new. It's going to be offered next year in England. A college is going to offer a degree in magic and also a subset in occult science. The professor's name is Emily Solov. She's a professor of medieval Arabic literature, University of Exeter, says the idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across the academia fields. Let's see, this is in today's New York Times. I should get to Uri about this, right? This would be right
this
up
This is
his...
cool, yeah.
Yeah, right. Study of dragons in Western lore, practice of deception and illusion, like David Blaine, the philosophy of psychedelics, part of the syllabus here. Let's see here. Who else have we got? There's somebody else who wants to teach a course or be involved in the course is Professor Christina Oakley, who's a retired medieval history professor. There are a lot of people that go back to, and I should actually go to my son-in-law, who is a medieval specialist, he's the world's foremost expert on Chaucer. Okay, what do you do with that? You become a college professor. But he also has an area, well, Megan does too. Her studies were in, not medieval, but the Georgian era of female authors, and sometimes they were tied to the occult. The occult is nothing new at all. As a matter of fact, it's kind of old. One of the things that that we've carried down, I guess, through the years is our interest in the things that we don't really understand. And then the religionists get a hold of it, and they want to throw you out of whatever the religion is that you're in if you believe in this sort of thing because it's witchcraft and nothing good comes of witchcraft. I'm not sure that's true at all, frankly. But I want to follow this. Let's make a note, a mental note. Let's find out how this thing works out during the course of the year. Here's the story from Oklahoma. Those of you listening in Oklahoma City, you probably know this story already about the judge who was caught playing with her phone as a mother was in front of her sobbing about the murder of her child. The judge was suspended. She, during the course of the trial, sent 500 texts ridiculing the prosecutors. Yeah. Oh, you know the story. Yeah. So she's been essentially fired. So people and their crazy stuff.
That's just so heartless and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Some of the texts included calling the toddler's mom a liar and...
Yeah, she shouldn't. There's no business being there. Was that? I don't know whether she was elected or appointed. Do you know? Can you get that from?
Oh, I'm unsure of that.
The story. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. All right. Here's a story of another woman who burned Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic. Judge ordered her to pay almost $300,000 in restitution. The prosecutors were looking for that much, and she was told that she has to pay it all back, pay back the cost of setting up the clinic. Her name is Lorna Green. She also was sentenced to 5 years in the slammer for burning down the Wellspring Health Access facility before it was, I guess it was under renovation at the time.
Like arson is still arson. you know?
Yep.
Regardless
if you're that crazy about this sort of thing, people are just crazy when it comes to the discussion of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
They're just crazy. And it's like, I see this emotional connection. It's like, I wonder, why are you so tied to Trump or anybody else who's a politician or anybody, you know, Joel Osteen or whoever or some radio guy? What is there about the connection that you feel for? Let's turn this around a little bit. There are healthy objects of affection and there are unhealthy objects of affection or attention. And we're all the arbiter of that. I could say, in my mind, this kind of stuff is very unhealthy. The things we're talking about, this woman who burns down the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm. Another example of extremism.
Yeah. And then there are people who are, I guess, going back to the era of Elvis Presley, or the Beatles, or anybody, you know, some big stars that are around today, Taylor Swift and the reaction to her. Is it unhealthy or is it healthy? Is it okay? I mean, we all have people in our lives that we've been close to, whether we knew them personally or not. There were plenty of people that worshipped at the altar of the Beatles during mm-hmm. the 60s and 70s and 80s, and Elvis as well in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Buying tickets to the shows and then passing out as soon as they hit the stage.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a fan and you know, be interested in a recording artist or any kind of celebrity, but it's a whole other thing to idolize them and, like you said, put them on this pedestal where you make them larger than God almost. Almost, it's dehumanizing in a way when you think about it, because these are real human beings. These are really their jobs, and when they are off the clock, they are normie norms like us.
Mm-hmm.
Normie norms.
All right, another jailbird story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been in jail for 8 years. She is set to be freed from prison. She murdered her mother in June of 2015. 32 years old now. She is going to be freed from jail today. She recalls, is she one of the ones that Biden pardoned? Is she one of those that?
No, I think it was just her time was up. She got with this guy and convinced him to murder her, to murder the mom. What's it called? Not Stockholm Syndrome.
Murder
Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Her mom basically was making Gypsy Rose sick, was keeping her sick, having everybody convinced that she has all of these health issues and cancers and all of these things, where it was the mom doing it. It was basically child neglect. Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. Yep, well, there's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. All right, here's something from our neighbors to the north. We seem to have been talking a lot about Canadians this week. There is a new updated travel advisory to take effect the first of the year. Polite warning from our friends to the north. The message, which has been made public, basically calls attention to the shift in policies governing abortion and the rights of LGBTQ people here in America. And so Canadians, this is not a governmental thing, but it's something that has made the rounds or is making the rounds in Canada, because a lot of Canadians love to come to America. I know there's a whole beeline down from eastern Canada. Canadians love to go to Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County in the wintertime, half the people that are there come from Canada. I remember my father became very friendly with a fellow who, it turned out, was in the same business my father was in, and they were in the same building together on Singer Island. And they spent lots of time together playing golf. The wives were friendly. They had dinner all the time. And it brought me around to thinking. I started then looking. This is back in the 60s and the 70s. I would look for how many cars were registered in Canada. And there were more cars registered in Canada than you could find from New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or wherever. So the reason I tell you the story is because things have changed. And Canadians, I'm sure you'd find plenty of Canadians, older Canadians, in Florida. But the younger Canadians who might come to America to travel, like we go to Canada, you know, it's kind of nice, the tourist stuff. The Canadians cross over Niagara Falls, for example, and they drive to New York City in a tourist. They're now being told that, and this is by several travel advisors, to be aware, to be concerned about, if you will, what's going on in America with regard to the stuff with LGBTQ people and the abortion issue. Canadians do not find themselves like-minded when it comes to Americans, or at least to these issues in America, which I find very interesting. I think it's bad for the country to have so much focus on this. And will it be, if Trump gets back into the White House, will it be worth? Is there more worse? The authoritarian path that sort of started when he was president before, a lot of, you know, he said, basically he's warning, if I get back in, I'm going to fix you guys. And I'm going to do more of this sort of thing. And so Justin Trudeau, who's the prime minister, says that the far right in America is out of control, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
Far, either which side, anything that's far-sighted is out of control.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there are lots of different, what is it now, 14 states have reversed or declare the Roe v. Wade is okay. I don't know what the lingo is. But each state that it's been put up, Ohio is the most recent one. Each state where Roe v. Wade-like issues come to the surface, it's always gone in the direction of people having the choice that Roe v. Wade represents, right?
21 That's one of the big things. And D.C. Yeah.
I think that'll be one of the big stories also. For the year, as I'm sort of speculating on what we'll be talking about on the year-end broadcast. It's good day at 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun. Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat far next time from the pet show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A., not the L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section, you probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery on Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that? Somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat, where someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has 4 legs.
So I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar. Is it not my collar, but I caught from the first dog I lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. I have her on the night post outside of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar. And I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte? Or a dog or a cat? It happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing. Thinking about what it is that that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent, maybe that's the better word for it, that is part of. And you know what? It may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
You know, call me eccentric and get online, but no. I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show, or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wagging their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes a smile thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yep.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She's so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time. Up in Cobleskill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that for cows, the cows I've had over the years, there's some I've been very close to, and I am now, and they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
John Bon Jovi. Isn't he one of New Jersey's finest? No. Yeah, he is, isn't he? Isn't John Bon Jovi from New Jersey? Yeah, he is. All right, crank this up, will you, James, please? Uh-huh. Isn't it interesting? Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. I don't know how that works. All right, so groups, musical groups that become very well known like that, is it partially because the music all sounds the same? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, you could tell U2's, the beating of the drum, like with the Sting, you can tell the guitar playing. You could tell
Elvis.
You can
hear the first beat of Tango. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know which band or musical artist it is. Mm-hmm.
You know what to expect anyway. All right, so we have New Year's around the corner here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, looking into the future and a little bit of the past. One of the stories I was most amused by this past year was the story of a Georgia man who got a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Remember that? The city didn't really know how to do what they needed to do to figure this out. There was a speeding ticket that was issued, actually it was in September, to a fellow named Connor Cato. And it showed the balance that he owed for speeding in this particular district was $1,480,038.52. And the court said the figure was a typo, but he was told he had to pay it and then get a refund. Of course, everybody's got $1,400,000 in the bank, and they can just write a check, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what they said was it's like a placeholder fine that kind of guarantees that somebody comes to court to further discuss the situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't they tell him to just pay it, though? I thought they told him to pay it. Maybe not. Well, at any rate. Now, here's an Ohio story.
It was pay the fine or appear in court. It's like they do this to make sure that people actually will come to court, appear in court. Because some people, how often do you know people who get a speeding ticket, they pay the fine, and then they move about their business. They don't actually
go to
court.
That's what they counted on. Yeah, you go through these little municipalities. How many of us have been stopped? I remember going through a rural town in the middle of nowhere in Florida many years ago, and I was doing 56 or 57 in a 55 zone, and I got pulled over, and the police officer said, okay, well, we can solve this problem. I can take you to the local judge, and if you have a MasterCard, we'll take care of the $200 fine. I was scared because I was a kid. I was driving, I don't remember, I think my sister's son had just been born, and I went to see her, and I was in the middle of nowhere, frankly. I really was, and I didn't know my way around, and I wasn't as good a talker then as I am now. So anyway, I followed this guy, and I happened to have a credit card, and I had $500 max on it in those days. And I paid the $200 fine, and then I told a friend of my father's who was a lawyer, or I told my father, and my father told a lawyer, and they went after this. They went to this jurisdiction. They went after this judge and the police. It was the judge and the policeman split the 20. They each got $100. That's how it worked. In this town, the fine, $100 went to the judge, $100 went to the cop. And so this lawyer went after him. I got my money back, and it caused a focus on this particular town and the tactics that are used around the country in places like this. Didn't end it, but it called attention to it. You think about how much of this sort of hokey pokey goes on.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think in this situation, they deem it a super speeder and they get this automatic fine. But when you actually go to court, oftentimes it's a lesser penalty and there's some kind of conversation. And if you have somewhat of a clean driving record, you don't have a lot of tickets, the judge might be more lenient. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding, and the officer was so kind, so nice, and even said, hey, you have a pretty good record. I recommend you do not pay the ticket. You actually go to court because the judge will give you the option to pay the fine, or you go to a one-day, four-hour driving class, and the ticket is expunged from your record. You don't have to pay a fine. It won't be your record. So I did that. And ever since going to that four-hour thing, I've been I've been in favor of the need for driving classes every so many years for people. Anytime you need to redo your license or re-up your license, you have to take it just a quick, it doesn't have to be 4 hours, but there were things that I forgot and that I relearned, and then other things that I'm like, wait, I was never even taught this. People were taught this. I never even knew this. And then you realize people who are driving on the road, and you're like, oh, that person can't drive because they can't. They probably weren't taught properly.
Well, giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is okay under that circumstance, but there are plenty of people on the road today of all ages, mostly younger and older, who don't know how to drive. They're terrible drivers.
Yeah, and or they don't know how to care.
Well, yeah, there's that. Last night I was on Washington Boulevard coming home, and I had gone to the Costco to get gas. And I pulled out, and I was in the traffic line, and this connection is Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. as some of you who know Venice area of Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. So some guy pulls up beside me, and there's a motorcycle in front of him, and I'm in the far right lane, ready to make a turn to the right, and he's 2 inches away from this guy in the motorcycle. And I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. He's looking at the motorcycle. It was like he was trying to create a situation. You know what I mean? He was, and the guy in the motorcycle knew what was going on, and he kept inching forward. And the guy next to me kept inching forward, too, as if he wanted to push the motorcycle guy out of the way. And I thought to myself, what in the, who drives like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that ornery that
how
you want to cause trouble? It was dark, too, by the way. It was dark. Yeah. All right, here's a story from last year from Ohio. This was a story of a football coach. Remember this? He was forced to resign because he referred to some students as Nazis. He said he'd meant no harm. He was interviewed. He was the coach of the Brooklyn High School football team. His name is Tim McFarland. He said he never meant any offense by using the term, and it didn't occur to him that it could be taken as anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
it was one of the game calls.
Yeah.
That was what they titled it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the story of a lady who was walking on the treadmill at the Lifetime Fitness this week in Eagan, Minnesota. All of a sudden, she just collapses. The person working out next to her, who happened to be a doctor, jumped into action, started administering CPR to her. The gym had some employees who knew at least some of, you know, how to do CPR and take care of emergency situations, and because of that, the woman's life was saved. I have become so addicted this week to Doc Martin. I haven't watched anything else on TV. I've never had a minute to watch TV. It's because the show has been on PBS for 14 or more years, and it is extraordinary what goes on in this little village in England, what sort of a guy Doc Martin is. The woman who he loves is just the most delightful person. I've been taken by her. But the reason I bring it up now is because they face all, I saw an interview with him, they face all kinds of medical adversity, and they've done the research so that whatever Doc Martin says is 100% accurate. And he spits out stuff. I mean, learning lines when you're doing TV or movies or stuff like that, and having the character, he's playing obviously a role, and in character and knowing all that stuff, that's a real gift, a real art. And I found myself learning some stuff, you know, watching this show and becoming just very attached to the characters and the whole thing. Isn't it funny how that happens? The show's been on since 2006 or something, and I've never paid any attention to it whatsoever until this week, and I just kind of have. Actually, I think I watched the first episode on the plane coming out here, and that kind of hooked me to it. So anyway, what are you going to watch? What are you looking forward to? This is one of the things about the new year. What will you see? What movies? I went to see The Boys in the Boat yesterday. Do you know that story?
Oh, I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, that's on my to-do list.
Good book.
Did you like it?
Ah, fabulous. George Clooney directed it. Joel Edgerton, it's E-D-G-E. And I recognized him, but I didn't know why, so I asked Megan when I came home, what was he in? He's been in all kinds of stuff. Apparently he's an Australian actor. It's just a really good story about the team from Washington State that won the Nationals in crew and then went on to win at the Olympics. And it was just the kind of thing that you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours doing on an afternoon when, you know, I've been teasing James because we've been talking a lot about taking time off and doing different things and what he does with his spare time. And I don't have a lot of spare time. When I come to California, I tend to either spend all my time with the children, grandchildren. I have a lot of friends out here, so I spend time with them, or go to the movies. I might not have time to go and see some of the movies that I want to see back home. So, and this was one that was on my on my list. Just to really, anybody who's looking for something to do, maybe over the weekend, if you can find this movie, go see it, called Boys in the Boat. Michigan has allowed Trump to stay on the primary ballot. We've had the conversation, I think last week was Colorado said no. Michigan said, okay, you can be on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The state's highest court rejected an attempt, the same attempt as in Colorado, to throw him off the ballot. This was a Michigan Court of Appeals decision, which the Supreme Court there did not reconsider. They decided not to. So he stays on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I'm just wondering where this is going to go and how long it'll take to get to our Supreme Court. And then, depending on what they do, will there be other states? There are a lot of states, people that are running states, that want to have Trump not on the ballot. And then people say, well, everybody will write his name in. Don't be too sure of that, because a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
Well, and it still won't matter, because the Electoral College appoints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The aid packages to Ukraine and how much money is being spent, you know, this is something that also is being scrutinized as we get to the end of the year. People are looking into what's gone on with the money that went to Ukraine. Actually, there's an overall, there's a pit that the Government Accounting Office has found. Take a guess, if you don't know, Jay, how much money the Government Accounting Office has said the government wasted this year. Take a guess. This past year, how much money?
$16 million.
Really? $900 billion.
Oh!
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Federal government, $900 billion. Think about that. 48 after the hour.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please avail yourself of the good fortune you can have by meeting with Ken either in his office at Lake Cardiology or there's telemedicine that's recognized by the insurance companies if you're a ways away and you want a good consult from a doctor who, yeah, is a specialist in cardiology and circulation, that sort of thing, but he just has a firm grip and a grasp on the body in general. So, hey, what the heck? Nothing to lose.
I will be in my current position in 2 years, unlike 40% of the rest of my college.
Right. Ken's referring to a study that suggested 40% of doctors are going to move into some other way, shape, or form of practicing perhaps in the next couple of years. So, check in with Ken at 352-735-1400. And now that we get into questions for Dr. Ken, I would encourage you to leave a question any time of the week, frankly. You can dial 855-999-3684 and record a question for Ken that we'll get on the air the next week. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. Here's a question about exposure to pesticides and what it does to men and their sperm count. This is something that I feel very strongly about, not necessarily because it affects my sperm count at this age, but the pesticides that are around are so poignant. They're the three P's: pathetic, poignant, powerful. So what happens? What's the research here suggest? What happens to men's sperm count when they're exposed to some of this stuff from Monsanto, Ken?
Doug, the latest information and news about this was about 2 weeks ago in a medical journal, Environmental Health Perspectives. And what we learn is that pesticide exposure, it appears to be linked to lower sperm concentration in men around the world. This was a review of 25 studies spanning nearly 50 years and found consistent links between lower sperm concentrations and two widely used classes of insecticides. These are organophosphates and N-methyl carbamates. And interestingly, in this study, most of the exposure was not from peat farmers using the pesticides, but from all of us either eating or drinking the pesticides in the food or the liquid that we took in.
All over lawns, the people have these turf doctors come in and spray that crap on their lawns. What do you think happens to your dog when he or she walks on that? Never mind a young child that's going to go out in the good weather and play on the lawn. You got to be nuts to have that stuff put on your lawn or be anywhere around it. Some things you can avoid, some things you can't. That's the kind of stuff you can avoid easily. Okay, next question.
It may be why your dog's not very fertile.
If your dog doesn't get pregnant, maybe the male that's around, or maybe it's the female. You never can tell, but we're not being facetious. It's a very big worry and a concern and a danger.
Men, if your sperm count is low, or you know, if you're considering, you may want to do a little research about foods lowest in pesticides, and that may help you increase the size of your family.
All right. I promised when I was talking about this on the Good Day program that we would talk this week another focus on AI, artificial intelligence, and this is good. This is actually quite good, the news on what happens when you can use this stuff. If you are someone that might have lung cancer, this is a step up there, yes?
Yeah, this is a fascinating study, Doug. This also comes out of the Radiological Society that's going on this week. And, you know, the bottom line here is that artificial intelligence will not replace radiologists. But radiologists, Doug, who do not use AI, they may be replaced. In this study, the radiologists developed this AI program that could look at just a plain chest x-ray and see things that human radiologists don't see. And the AI was able to identify those who were at high risk of developing lung cancer who did not smoke. Because all of lung cancer is about 20% who don't smoke. All of lung cancer clearly is not from smoking, and this amazing AI was able to pick out from just an ordinary plain chest x-ray, not a CAT scan, plain chest x-ray, who is at risk.
All right. Very good information. Thank you for your questions. Again, dial up 855-999-3684 if you have some. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.